my view is that, yes, we didn't win on that one. And the other issues he put on the table were important issues. The immigration issue was important. And I, for example, do believe that if the EU had shown a little bit more flexibility and thought of the possibility, say, of adding a subparagraph to Article 45 of the treaty, which deals with the movement, free movement, if it had said, look, actually, we'll have a second paragraph, which said, and member states may, under certain circumstances, introduce their own domestic measures without prejudice to the principles of
this article. The emergency break that David Cameron got for 7 years.
He didn't get an emergency break.
Well, a period of 7 years, he could limit social welfare benefits to EU workers.
Break. No, what he did not get was the right to control immigration. He got the right to vary welfare benefits and so on. And I just think that it's not just for the UK. I just think there are countries around Europe who would have benefited from a little bit more flexibility in the interpretation of Article 45. Well, those days, that's gone now.
But when you look, a lot of people are saying, you know, are these immigrants to the UK necessarily a bad thing? They pay more in taxes than they take in benefits.
It's sheer numbers. Do you know what we are now? We have had, in the last 10 years, 4 or 5 million extra people in this country. Not all, by the way.
But how many people have left Britain as well?
Oh, no. I'm talking about net population increase. Now, that's not all from immigration. I mean, the births. I mean, basically, population, as you know, is
around the world.
Births,
going on,
death, plus or minus immigration. That's how you calculate. But you know, there's no way this country can handle that sort of thing. If France had population density levels the same as we have, you would have 100 million people extra in France. That is the reality.
So something had to change. But will leaving the EU